Hey everybody, and welcome to the Hack My Homestead podcast. I'm Sean Mills, and today is December 8th, 2023. And today I want to talk to you guys about the EcoFlow Delta Pro battery pack, solar generator, lightsaber, whatever the heck their marketing says it is, system. I get a lot of people that ask me, hey, what do you think about these solar generators? Well, I hate the name to begin with. It's not a generator, it's a battery that you plug a solar panel in. Technically, the solar panel is a generator. The solar panel is the thing that is actually generating the electricity. But people think that it's an actual generator, like the thing itself will actually create electricity, and it doesn't. They are really good systems for having power available in your house in the event that the power goes out because of a thunderstorm or something like that, and you need a few hours of power until your power comes back on. Even the massive systems where you put two of them together and get 240 volt split phase with 20,000 kilowatt hours of battery backup, even those systems are, well, they're not a lightsaber. Okay, even the ones where you take two of them and you plug them together with their special kit that you also have to buy so that you can parallel and get additional, you know, get 240 volts. If your phases are out of balance, then the both of them kick off. So there's just a lot of problems with those. I don't like them. I think that they're great at marketing. And I haven't met a single person yet that bought one and it did what they thought it was going to do when they bought it. Now, I know a lot of that is buyer's remorse. I know a lot of that is, oh, I spent $3,000 on this thing and it doesn't do the thing that I thought. Well, you know, if you read the fine print would have told you that it doesn't do what you thought it was going to do, but you just fell for the marketing. And you know, I'm not trying to be mean there. I used to be in marketing. I used to be in sales. And I understand that you always want to accentuate your strengths and not necessarily cover up your weaknesses, but you definitely don't point them out. And so the fact is that this company, you know, multi-million dollar company, they are great at marketing. I was on their website off and on for the last 24 hours. And I mean, their website is just brilliant. You know, it really does the thing that you're supposed to do, which is accentuate the strengths and not talk about the weaknesses at all. But the problem is that there's too many people in our community that have got out and bought these things, and then they're sitting around saying, oh man, this doesn't have the capacity that I thought it did. It doesn't do what I thought it does. It's kind of limited in terms of what I can actually do with it. And so I figure today we'll go through the specs. You know, we'll talk about it from the standpoint of, hey, I've got a remote property and I want to take my power with me when I go out there. Okay, hey, now we're talking. Now we're talking about something that's actually a reasonable use case for this. And we'll actually do a mental exercise where we build out one of these by buying similar components to what these systems have, putting them in a weatherproof box, and figuring out how much it's going to cost us to do that compared to buying one of their systems. So I apologize. I know I'm a little nasally today, but I got a little bit of a head cold, I think, and just going to work through it. I feel fine. I just have this runny nose and nasal congestion that I'm dealing with. So like I said, I've talked to a lot of people. These guys are great at marketing, but this is not an off-grid system, in my opinion. This is I'm going out to the cabin for a weekend and the cabin is remote enough to where I don't want to leave anything there type of system. Or it's I want something in my closet where if the power goes out because we've got, you know, substandard grid in my area, and when the power goes out, I want to be able to run a few appliances. Okay, perfect. It's good for that. But it's not an off-grid system by any means. So let's start off by running through the specs of a single unit Delta Pro. It's got 3,600 watt hours of battery with a rated output of 3,600 watts. It can go up to 7,200 watts. So essentially what they're telling you is that it's rated for 100 amp BMS, but it has a 200 amp BMS surge capacity for a few seconds, maybe even up to 60 seconds. It's got this special, what they call X boost, so it can go up to 4,500 watts. Again, it's marketing. Basically, what they're saying is that it's a pure sine wave inverter up to 3,600 watts, but it will go up to 4,500 watts if you want it to, but you're not getting a pure sine wave anymore. They even talk about the fact that if you're using the X-Wave technology, it's really meant for heaters. It's really meant for resistive heat that does not require a, you know, a very tight voltage parameter. So you might range from 110 up to 140 or 150 volts. But it doesn't really matter. If you try to use that with a system that is sensitive to the incoming voltage, then it just won't work. So the X boost is kind of just another a bit of marketing. So anytime you see stuff like that, oh, X boost, monster force, whatever, it's marketing. Okay. You'll almost never use it for that. And if you do, you can't use it for the things that in your mind you're thinking about, because here's the other side of it. Have you ever seen a 4,500 watt plug-in heater? No, you haven't. I looked. I tried to find anything over 1,500 watts. There's a few things on the market that claim to be 1,800 watt heaters, but nothing's even approaching 4,500 watts. So again, it's like, hey, we can do this thing. You'll never actually need it, but it sounds good when we say that we can do it, right? So, let's see, what else? Yeah, like I said, 7,200 watts peak. You know, that's pretty much in line with most lithium iron phosphate battery technology. It can take double the rated amperage for a short period of time. Let's see, it's like I said, it's lithium iron phosphate. The battery pack on the inside is 48 volts. And realistically, most of the technology in this system is a 48 volt battery, right? That's where the weight is. That's where most of the wiring is. But yeah, so it's a 48 volt battery, which pretty much all of them, you know, I'm picking on the Delta Pro because again, it's the one that I get asked about all the time. But you know, it's a 48 volt battery pack on the inside. It's got 120 volt, 12 volt and USB-A and USB-C outputs. When you plug it into the wall, it's capable of charging at 1,800 watts on 120 volts, so that's 15 amps, or 3,000 watts at 24 or 240 volts. So it has the capacity to charge at either 120 or 240 volts. So if you've got a 240 volt plug in your house, like where your the type of plug that your electric dryer typically runs on or your electric stove typically runs on, you can actually get a special plug for this system. But it's really meant to be used with a standard 120 volt outlet that you plug in. It does have a built-in solar charge controller, and that can take a range of from 11 to 150 volts on the solar side and a maximum of 15 amps. Now, that's important. You know, for a solar panel, you know, for a good solar panel, 15 amps is right around the range of, you know, you've got some that are right up against that and you've got some that are slightly over that. So, you know, if you're going to pair this with an aftermarket solar panel rather than buying their overpriced solar panel, they'll sell you with the system. You want to make sure that you're in that voltage range and you're below that amperage range. Okay. 1600 watts is the maximum that it can actually take in for the solar charging. So the solar charge controller is rated for 1600 watts. And if I pull out my trusty calculator here, let's see, 1600 divided by 48. So essentially it's a 33 amp charge controller. Let's see, what are the other specs? It can be charged by a 12 or 24 volt battery. At 12 volts, it has a maximum charge of 8 amps. So what is that? 96 watts? Not much. And you're probably going to lose half of that in the actual conversion. It is rated for 3,500 cycles at 80% depth of discharge. Again, that's pretty standard. You know, you've got these battery packs that can go up to double that or even 8,000 at 80% depth of discharge. But, you know, most of this is based on testing. If I read through the manual, I see that the AC charger can charge the battery from 0 to 100% in 2.7 hours at 1800 watts. Well, that's interesting because we got a 3600 watt battery pack and we're charging it at 1800 watts. It should take 2 hours, right? Well, no, because we're losing some of that in the actual conversion. So our efficiency, we're actually losing about 35% of the power that's going through the AC side. That's pretty high. I wonder if that's a conservative rating or if they just have a very inefficient AC charger. Because again, what most people are going to do is going to be plug this thing in and set it in a back room and just let it sit there until the power goes out, and then they're going to plug into it. So they don't need a super high efficient charger on the AC side. Like I said, with X-Boost, any appliances with strict voltage requirements are not to be used. So basically they're telling you, hey, you're getting dirty power once you go over 3,600 watts. And, they do specifically state that the X-Boost should be used for heating devices. So what they're saying is the only time that we're going to give you 4,500 is if you're in a resistant heat mode. And X-Boost will also not work when the unit is plugged in. So again, a lot of people are going to use this like a UPS and have it plugged in all the time and then plug their stuff into it. Well, you're not getting that X-Boost functionality when it's plugged into the wall. So the MSRP of this item is $3,699, which again is marketing because they probably never sold this unit for $3,699 ever. They released it. They told everyone that's what it should cost, but hey, we're going to give you this great deal. Right now, you can find it pretty much everywhere for $25.99. So we'll just round up and say $2,600. We use that for our comparison for our theoretical system that we're going to build. All right, so if we start with the battery, which again, that's the guts of the system. We're going to use a 48-volt nominal or a 51.2-volt 50-amp-hour battery. And so that's about 2,500 watt hours. And I can get that battery for $409 right now today on Amazon. So 2,500 watt hours is not 3,600 watt hours. Sean, why are you using a smaller battery? Well, because one, it's cheap, and two, it's light. And so I'm trying to stay pretty close to this 100-ish pound weight. And I did look at 400 amp hour 12 volt batteries that we would wire in series to get to 48 volts. And those weigh a bit more. But if I were to go with the four individual 100 amp hour 12 volt lithium iron phosphate batteries, I'm gonna be in for about $756. In addition to the batteries weighing a bit more, they require more wiring. Right now I'm connecting four batteries instead of one battery. So for the purpose of the thought experiment, I'm going to use the 2,500 watt hour battery, but I will use the larger battery for, I'll keep that $756 number aside and we'll use that as a comparison at the end also. I'm going to use the Renogy 3,500 watt pure sine wave inverter that's got 7,000 watt surge capacity. It's currently on sale for $499, and that comes with a remote. So I can mount the remote on the outside of the box to turn the unit on or off, as well as do that from the app. I'm going to buy the Bluetooth dongle that allows me to operate and monitor the unit from the app, like I just said. And that's an additional $24. So basically $500 for the inverter, $24 for the Bluetooth dongle that allows me to monitor and control the unit remotely, which you can do with the EcoFlow unit as well. So I want to make sure that the unit doesn't get too hot. I've actually talked to people that have said that their EcoFlow unit overheated and tripped when it was stored in an outbuilding. And so I want to make sure that I'm getting good airflow through this system. The inverter itself has some pretty robust fans. And the reason why I chose this inverter, it's just slightly less capacity than the EcoFlow has, 3,600 versus 3,500 watts. But I have personal experience with this inverter. It is my backup inverter. And when we had our short in the EG4 units and had to send them back for replacements, the entire house ran off of this 3,500 watt unit. And so it is... it's great. As a matter of fact, I'll be using that unit in an outbuilding at a later date when I change my system out. So I really like the unit. There are a few units on the market with, you know, slightly better specs and a slightly better price point, slightly. But I do like this specific unit. I've been using it for a while and it's never let me down. It's easy to put to wire up and it just does a great job. But like I said, I don't want it to get too hot. So I'm going to use a 48 volt computer fan. So a fan that I can wire directly to the battery pack. And I'm going to use a temperature controller, for an additional $29. So for the fan and the controller, that's $29. So I can mount the temp controller on the bottom of the top of the lid of this, hinged box. And if I can set whatever, you know, at whatever temperature the battery, or rather the temperature controller kicks the fan on using the battery power. So for the charging connection, so this is input power. I'm including an XT60 port and an XT60 to MC4 connector for the solar. So the battery, or rather the inverter, will have a PV input. I'm going to wire that XT60 port to that and then put the XT60 port on the outside. It's got a weatherproof plug. And then in the box, I'll have the XT60 to MC4 connector cable. So you just plug it in, plug your panels into it, and you're good to go. I'm going to do a weatherproof 15-amp, 120-volt RV plug for AC charging. So, again, that gets me the same 1,800 watts of charging capacity that I want. And I can, the nice thing about using the inverter that I'm using is I can modify that. I can use 5 amps if I want, I can use 10 amps if I can want, or I can turn it all the way up to the 15 amp total. I'm not going to include the ability to charge it with a power adapter from a car. You know, you're going to get somewhere between, so the input on that unit was rated for 8 amps, but most of your battery connected cigarette lighters in your cars are rated for 5. So that gives me 60 watts. And again, like I said before, the charge controller is going to use half that. So I'm not doing that. If you wanted to build one on your own, you could get that part for about $20 and wire it right to the batteries. But I just don't think it's worth it. It's another hole in the box that'll never be used. And I think its inclusion in the Eco Pro or the Delta Pro unit is a gimmick. So anyways, the cables I am going to use for charging, that's a total of $39 for those two. Well, three really. I am using two recessed power strips. So like the kind you see on top of a conference table where, you know, you just have the switch and then you've got the plugs and the USB. I'm using two of those. Those are $20 each. And so I'll have a total of 6 AC outlets, 4 USB-A and 2 USB-C outlets on the exterior of this box. And the box itself, I'm going to use a 50-gallon rolling plastic toolbox. You can get those from Home Depot, which is where I got mine. You can get them from Lowe's. It's got a weatherproof cover, and it's rated for 100 pounds. So it's got one of those slide-out handles, and it's got slightly bigger wheels. And it's rated for 100 pounds, which means it could probably take way more than that. I might be able to get away with the smaller 25-gallon unit. I probably couldn't if I went the 4-battery route, but if I went the 1-battery route, I could probably get away with the 25-gallon unit that's like the size of the Milwaukee Packout rolling toolbox. But I also want to be able to store my extension cords and other solar cabling and stuff like that in the box. So, oddly enough, if I go to Home Depot, both the bigger and the smaller box are both $80. So again, I'm going with the bigger one. I'm going to need about $30 in wiring and terminals because I want to route the battery cables in a way that is, it's kind of out of the way and safe and you're not going to accidentally, short those terminals. So use a little bit more wire, and some slightly different, terminals to hook all that up. So that's about $30. So let's tally everything up. I've got $490 for the battery or $759 for double the capacity. I've got $499 for the inverter, $24 for the Bluetooth adapter, $29 for the fan and the temperature control, $39 for the charge side wiring, $40 for the AC output and receptacle, so the output, $80 for the box, and $30 for the additional wiring. So that's a total of $1,231 with the smaller battery capacity, and $1,500 exactly for the larger capacity. Well, you know, if I use the larger battery capacity, I'm actually going to need about another $100 in thick gauge wiring and terminals, since I've got four batteries to connect instead of one. So let's say $1,600. So $1,231 for the smaller battery capacity. And when I say smaller, we're still talking about 2,500 watt hours. And $1,600 for the higher capacity. And yeah, like I said, I'm going to put some extension cords, some cables, some power blocks, some splitters, stuff like that in the box, because I'll have that extra capacity with the bigger box. So yeah, I mean, the recap, for 50% of the price, you can build a system that's got 2,500 amp hours instead of, or watt hours instead of 3,600. So we'll call it a third less or so. Or for 60% of the price, you can build one with 25% more battery capacity. So I'm going from 3,600 watts up to between 4,800 and 5,000, 5,120 specifically watt hours. So as you can see, marketing and profit and overhead are the other 40% of that system. So I am going to do a video next week of building one of these out. I ordered all of these components as we were talking about them. And they'll be in within the next week or so. And when they come in, I'm going to build this system out, video it. It's going to be up on my YouTube channel. And then I'll probably sell this unit. So, say I got $1,231 in it. I'll probably try to sell it for $1,500. A little bit of labor in there. And now, a couple of things I didn't mention. Number one, I didn't mention the solar tax credit. You say, oh, solar tax credit. What are we talking about here? Well, the tax credit allows me to take a 30% credit for the price of a solar system with its related components. So if you build this out and leave it at a principal residence connected to a solar panel, it's eligible for the tax credit. Now, what if you don't want to do that? What if you want it to be a portable thing that you take around from point A to point B and all that? Well, in that case, you would want to go with the higher capacity, because the law states that you have to have at least 3,000 watt hours in order to be eligible for the tax credit. So my $1,231 system would not be eligible, because that's only 2,500 watts, but the $1,600 system would be. And so just something to think about if you are eligible for the tax credit and you want to utilize that. Sorry about the background noise. I got a door that's swinging back and forth in the wind. I don't know if you guys can pick that up or not. But in any case, those would be your options. You can build a smaller one for 50% of the price. And again, I haven't included taxes and shipping. If you're getting all this stuff off of Amazon, your shipping is going to be free, but you will have to pay taxes. That's variable based on where you live, but you have to pay that for the Eco Plus as well. So it's not like you're saving going that route. You still have to pay the taxes and you still have to pay the shipping. But yeah, if you wanted to get the tax credit, you'd go with the slightly larger battery bank and go with the $1,600 system. But there you go. You've got basically $1,000 worth of marketing and overhead built into the system. And like I said, I'm going to show you in the video, none of this stuff is hard. A screwdriver and a socket set and a few tools for putting the holes in the box, and you're done. And you don't even have to put the holes in the box. You could mount everything underneath the lid. You'd still have to put a hole in for the fan. But everything else you could literally put inside the box. I'm just going to put it on the outside because it looks nicer. It allows me to route the cables in a nice way and have a bunch of open space on the inside for things, like I said, extension cables and things like that. So there you go. Keep a lookout for that video. I will send out a notification, or I'll just mention it here when I get that up. I do want to mention to everyone that I've got a line on 315 watt used solar panels for $75 a piece. So 315 watt panels for $75 each. They come in pallets of 25, so it's $18.50 for a pallet, and plus shipping. So if you want to have a pallet shipped to you, they don't ship anything less than full pallets, but if you want to get a pallet shipped to you, it's whatever the shipping cost is. If you're in Tennessee or like South Central Kentucky, like the Bowling Green area, North Georgia, North Alabama, or willing to drive to one of those areas to meet me, then I will have a conversation with you about, you know, less than a pallet quantity. Like if I can get 10 people together that jointly want to buy two pallets, and there's like two meeting places where we can do that, then that's something I will consider to help you guys out. But really good deal on used panels. No warranty with them. Warranties are only applicable to the initial install of a system. But these panels are you know, refurbed and tested. And so if there's going to be a problem with a solar panel, it's going to happen in the first 7 years. These panels are 7 years old, and they're all going to test at or near their rated PMAX capacity. So if you're interested in getting your hands on those, send me an email, Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at hackmyhomestead.com. Thanks for joining me, and we'll talk to you next time.